What do you believe and why do you believe it? All people certainly do not believe the exact same things about religion. Some people do not believe in God. They are atheists. That's Greek for belief in no God. Others say they can't know for sure whether there's a God or not. They are agnostics. That's Greek for just don't know whether there's a God or not. My friends, do you know if God exists? Did you know that you can prove that God does exist? It's true. And His Bible is His instruction manual for all of mankind. Did you also know that you can also prove that the Bible is the Word of God? And it is the authority that guides our lives. Let me ask you a question. What have you proven for yourself? And what have you only taken for granted because you heard it somewhere else? If you were new to religion and you wanted to choose a faith for your family and for your children, which faith would you choose? Is one religion right, all the others wrong? Does everyone need religion in their lives? And how would you go about deciding which religion was best for you? Maybe you've heard and believed that one religion is just as good as another. Would you just start attending at the closest, the most convenient church in your area, just down the block? Would you ask around and find a popular pastor, assuming that the majority of people can't be wrong? If sheer force of numbers is the approach that you'd take in selecting a religious faith for you and your family, you'd probably become a Catholic or Islamic because they have great numbers. The problem is that you'd be overlooking the clear biblical statement that says, Satan is deceiving the whole world. Read that for yourselves in Revelation 12 and verse 9. You might have not heard that before. How can you avoid being deceived by Satan the devil? If you are truly sincere and wholehearted about seeking God, the God of the Bible, how can you find Him? Perhaps in the past you believe that religion is for the weak. It's just a crutch for the faint-hearted. But lately, perhaps you've begun wondering about some of the bigger questions in life. For example, is there life after death? Or is this all there is? Is there a God? Maybe you've pondered, we've just evolved out of the elements of the earth, and when we die, that's all there is to it. Where can you go for the answers? How can you know for sure? So let's say that you've decided to choose a faith for your family, a faith that will give you the answers and guide you through life. The great majority of people do not think it through. They do not even know that Jesus has a list of His doctrines in the Holy Scriptures. The great majority just go along with the religion of their parents, who more than likely did the same thing that their parents did before them, without ever seeking the true doctrines of God in the Bible, without ever asking if their religion was truly founded on that rock, Jesus Christ and His doctrines. If your ancestors were from Europe, they may have been Lutheran or Roman Catholic or any one of the Protestant denominations. The sad truth of the matter is this. Most people spend way more time picking out a new automobile than they do in selecting their religious faith. Have you ever wondered where the teachings of different religions come from? Where can you go for the answers? This world is a vast state of confusion about the truth of God. For example, today the fastest growing religion in Europe is Islam. Because of the rapidly expanding Muslim communities all across Europe. This may surprise you, but for example, in Brussels, Belgium, the most common name for babies is Muhammad. Those children are growing up with Islam as their religion, just as many people in Arab countries do. Many people do not yet realize it, but there is a horrendous clash of culture and religion soon to take place in Europe. But that's a subject for another Proclamation of Jesus Christ program. In choosing a faith for your family, how would you know to rule out the Islamic religion, begun about 600 years after Jesus Christ, by the prophet Muhammad? Would you say, well, I just have a gut feeling about things like that? My friends, that's not good enough. How would you select a faith for yourself if you didn't already belong to one? Would you have to know what you were looking for? I would think so, wouldn't you? If you were from another country, rather than the English-speaking nations of the West, you would, more than likely, join the crowd. If you were from Japan, you might choose one of the two great religious systems of belief in Japan, like Shintoism. That is a polytheistic belief system. It means they believe in many gods, and they also have a lack of an organized set of beliefs, understandably so. If you were a Native American, you may wish to revert back to mostly nature worship, spirit worship of the earth, ancestor worship, which is very similar to Shintoism. If you were born or reared in China, you might choose one of the three main religious philosophies of the Chinese, like Taoism, Buddhism, Confucianism, one of those. In other words, you'd go along with your family, your friends, your peers. Some Christians say that all those people in Japan and China, they're going to hell because they're not Christians. Don't you believe it? That understanding is also wrong. Obviously, God is not pleased with religions that reject Him, but what is the answer? Now back to you. Let's say that you want to convert from whatever you are right now to Christianity. The Bible says a lot about Christian converts. Interestingly enough, they lived lives entirely different from the great majority of today's so-called Christians. But perhaps you've noticed too that a lot of Christians do not represent their faith very well in their own personal lives. And that's a shame. Perhaps you've heard that one belief is really just as good as another. Does it really matter what we believe? Where do sincere Christians go for the answer to life's questions? We go to the Bible because Jesus Christ, when He was on the earth, set forth a set of beliefs for mankind to live by. You can know what they are. Do you know what Jesus Christ taught? Do you know what Jesus Christ believed? He was very serious about His faith. When Jesus returns, and that's going to be sooner than most people realize, He's coming to set up the kingdom of God. What form of religion is He going to establish all over the earth? The answer is very simple, because God does not change. Jesus is going to establish the exact same set of beliefs that He set up 2,000 years ago. You and I, my friends, will stand before Him and give an account of our lives. The Bible says so. What will Jesus approve of? What will He disapprove of? Does the Bible say, for example, that you'll go to heaven when you die or go to hell when you die? Are you sure of the answer? Are you comfortable betting your life that you are correct? Where did you learn your doctrine? And is one doctrine as good as another in the eyes of Jesus Christ? The world seems to be going along its happy way, headed where? People sing joy to the world and put up Christmas trees at Christmas. Seems religious enough, doesn't it? Do you think that's a good thing? Shouldn't it bother us just a little bit that Jesus Christ says Christmas trees are an abomination to Him? Why does He say that? Here's another example to consider. Jesus died an excruciating death on the cross, and He was in the grave for 3 days. Let me ask you a question. What do colored eggs and rabbits, named after the pagan goddess Astarte, have to do with the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead? Does it make any difference at all how we worship God Almighty? Does our Heavenly Father care how we live our lives and how we worship Him? Here's an important question. Are you familiar with the seven doctrines of Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 6 in the Bible, starting with repentance? Do you even know what repentance is? And going all the way through to perfection. For a surprise, compare those doctrines of Christ to the ones that you've heard about, that most professing Christians supposedly believe. My friends, we need to make sure that Scripture is not twisted to support unsound doctrine. For example, why do people go to church on Sunday? When Jesus clearly instructed His disciples, His apostles, His true followers to observe the Saturday Sabbath, just as Jesus Christ observed the Saturday Sabbath. No man has ever given anyone the authority to change God's laws and rules. The Sabbath points to the plan of God, while Sunday reverts to the ancient pagan ritual of sun worship. The Apostle Paul explained that only the Sabbath, the Saturday Sabbath, remains acceptable to God. Look at Hebrews 4:9 for yourself. Why are so many people willing to accept the old Roman church's claim of authority to be able to change God's immutable laws? No man can do that. No pope can do that. No bishop can do that. Jesus didn't even give the apostle Peter permission, or any supposed successor of Peter, the authority to change his doctrine. Jesus set right doctrine from the beginning for the people of God, and he didn't want it changed up. He was dead serious about that. Why were all the Protestant churches so anxious to submit to Roman authority, which is not authority, it's not godly authority, and return to the pagan practices of their forefathers? Jesus did not come to destroy the prophets or the law, but to fulfill the prophecies about himself, coming and being sacrificed for my sins, our sins, the sins of the whole world. Nor did Jesus at any time give authority to his disciples to change anything at all that he had taught them. Truth matters to God. True worshipers worship God in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. Read that for yourself in John 4 in verse 23. My friends, in seeking to find the right religious faith for your family, are you looking for a church that all your buddies will approve of? Would you choose your new religion based on its ability to provide you with new friends, provide you with social contacts, provide you with activities for your children? Would you choose your new religion because you somehow perceive that, well, religion is good for children? How so? Are you searching for the truth of God? Do you believe that there is such a thing as truth? Does Jesus Christ have a church? Is it made up of members who know the truth about God? Are you looking for a group that is politically correct, perhaps? You will not find true Christians among their numbers. Would you rather conform to the ungodly laws of the Supreme Court or the lawmakers of Parliament when they support homosexual unions and abortions of unborn children, which God clearly labels as abomination? Or would you rather side with God, who said that homosexuality and abortion are damnable sins? It's your choice. Do you fear the peer pressure of your friends like you did in high school? Or are you man enough to stand up on godly principle? It's not easy. At the time of his death, Jesus stood alone. Do you have what it takes to put God first all the time, above everything else in your life? Jesus Christ requires it of his true followers. He said his way of life demands a higher priority than father and mother, or wife and children, or brothers and sisters. Yes, even more than your own lives. And if you have any reservations at all, Jesus Christ says you cannot be his disciple. Don't believe me. Read it for yourself. It's in Luke chapter 14, verse 26. True Christianity is not for the faint-hearted. It is not for those who want to pretend. In fact, it's just the opposite. If you choose now to stand with Jesus Christ, you can avoid the terrible wrath that is about to befall America and Britain and all the English-speaking nations of promise. Not many people are able to step out in faith. They don't have what it takes. The true church of God has always been small in numbers. Speaking to true Christians, Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." That's in Luke 12 and verse 32. Jesus was courageous and faithful. And we, you and I, are to follow in his steps. God is choosing only a very few courageous men and women with the highest integrity who are willing and able to follow obediently in his steps and be living sacrifices in a world that does not know the true God. This is the proclamation of Jesus Christ.